I'll ask them would you take the letter from her. Might you not know she would do as she has done by sending me a letter? Read it again.
I am St. Jacob's pilgrim, thither gone. Ambitious love hath sown me a friendship, but barefoot plod I the cold ground upon, the sainted vow my faults to have amended. Right, right, but from the bloody course of war, my dearest master, your dear son, may hide. Bless him at home in peace, whilst I from far, his name with relics further sanctify. He is too good and fair for death and me, whom I myself embrace to set him free.
What sharp stings in her mildest words. Ronaldo, you did never lack advice so much as getting her past so. Had I spoke with her, I could have well diverted her intent, which thus she has projected.
Pardon me, madam. If I had given you this at overnight, she might have been overtaken. And yet she writes, her suit would be but vain.
What angel shall bless this unworthy husband? He cannot thrive. Unless her prayers, whom heaven delights to hear at last to grant, reprieve him from the warp of greatest justice. Right. Right, Ronaldo. To this unworthy husband of his wife. Let every word weigh heavy with her work, which he does weigh too light. My greatest grief, though little he do feel it, set down sharply. Dispatch the most convenient messenger. If haply he shall hear that she's gone, he will return. Then hope I may that she, hearing so much, will speed her foot again, led thither by pure love. Which of them both is dearest to me? I have no skill in sense to make distinction. Provide this messenger. My heart is heavy. My age is weak. Grief would have tears, and sorrow gives me